Former Michigan Supreme Court Justice Diane Hathaway was sentenced for fraud in federal court today in Ann Arbor. Hathaway was forced to resign in January, halfway through her 8-year term on the state Supreme Court. She resigned before she pled guilty to a scheme to cheat a bank by hiding assets, including a vacation home in Florida. That helped her qualify as a distressed homeowner so she could then sell a lakefront home in Grosse Pointe Park as a short sale. Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, has been following this story for us. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Cindy.
So fill us in. What was the former justice's sentence?
Well, apparently the judge in the case gave more weight to what the prosecutors asked for than what Justice Hathaway's attorney asked for, and gave her a year and a day, 12 months and 1 day in prison, which was at the bottom end of what the prosecution was seeking in this case. And so that suggests that, well, the judge said that he put the bank's losses at closer to $90,000, which is what the prosecutor claimed it was in this case, as opposed to $40,000, which is what the defense said in this case. And because these things are scored, there's actually sort of there's math to it, that that would have brought down her sentence even more. Mm-hmm. She had wanted to serve probation in Florida out of the vacation home that actually almost got seized by the federal government, but she was able to keep as part of her plea deal.
And her defense attorneys had some hopes of keeping her right out of prison, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They argued for probation. They said that no purpose would be served by sending the justice to prison, that she'd already suffered humiliation here in Michigan. She lost her law license, her real estate license, and in fact, she is now basically living in Florida to hide from the shame of what she's experienced here in Michigan. And they said that this would be a chance for her to give something back in causes that she's already served. In some respects, she cares a lot about cancer, having lost her mother and her sister to that. And there's also a homeless shelter nearby her home in Florida that they would have liked to have her do her community service in.
But she has got the 12 months and a day. Would she be serving that in Michigan, Rick?
We don't know yet. That in things like this, you go in and you get processed and you get assessed based on things like what kind of an escape risk you are, how troublesome you might be. My guess would be that she would be sent to a minimum security facility, much like the one that we saw former Detroit City Councilwoman Monica Conyers sent to. But we don't know yet because she's got to go through the assessment. And we should also point out that she owes $90,000 in restitution, that amount that we mentioned before, mm-hmm. and her attorney says she will pay it right away.
Now, how surprised should we all be by this sentence?
Well, this type of bank fraud, it's unusual for it to be prosecuted in this fashion, so we don't really have anything to compare it to on that front. But the fact that she was a public official and a high-profile public official means that it's really not a surprise that she got some prison, plus an additional 2 years of probation. The last time we saw something like this on the state Supreme Court was in the middle 1970s when Justice John Swainson, who was also a former governor, he was charged with bribery and perjury. And he was acquitted on the bribery charge, but he was convicted of lying about it, which was also considered kind of unique. And he also had to leave the court under the cloud of a felony. So when public officials get charged like this, that you know, you can expect that a judge is going to lean away from leniency for leniency's sake.
And briefly, what kind of impact do you think this would have on the state's highest court?
Well, it's obviously not going away, but any institution that really survives and thrives on public trust doesn't like to something like this happened, and the court, as much as possible, has really been trying to just keep its distance from this, and to the degree that it involves at all, it's just that early on the Chief Justice said that Diane Hathaway should explain herself, and then they just kind of went silent and let the system play out, and hopefully people will just think that this is a rogue judge, a rogue attorney, and not someone who's reflective on the judicial system.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. And Rick, we should note, we'll be talking with you and our executive producer, Zoe Clark, on tomorrow's show, because both of you, along with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lesenberry, will be covering the annual Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference on Mackinac Island. So we look forward to speaking with you then as you pack your suitcase. We'll get all the details on the annual meeting of Michigan's lawmakers and business community and policymakers. So
a lot of politics to talk about. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. We'll talk with you from Mackinac.